Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of the series The Virtues of Ramadan. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After the demise of Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, someone from Shiraz had a dream in which he saw Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The Shaykh was dressed in a heavenly garment with a crown of pearls on his head, sitting in the mihrab of the main masjid of Shiraz. The dreaming person asked as to how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. The Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "Allah Azza wa Jal not only forgave me and bestowed upon me this crown, but also made me enter heaven." When the dreaming person asked the reason behind this great privilege, Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "I used to recite Salat upon the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, abundantly, and this act of mine brought about my success." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, make some good intentions so that you keep on gaining good deeds while listening to this episode. Make the good intention to listen to this episode till the very end, to listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to listen to this episode and remember as much as you can and share it with your friends and family, and to act upon whatever you listen to. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us His great favor in the form of the fast of Ramadan so that we could attain piety and divine pleasure. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman, "O those who believe, fasting has been made obligatory upon you as were made obligatory upon those before you, so that you may become pious." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, like Salah, the fast of Ramadan are also fard for every such male and female Muslim who is sane and has reached puberty. It is stated in Durr-e Mukhtar that fast were declared fard on the 10th of Sha'ban, 2 years after Hijrah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the beautiful reason behind the fast becoming fard. Most of the acts in Islam remind us of faith-refreshing parables, Islamic and historical events. The Holy Prophet ﷺ spent some days of Ramadan in seclusion in the cave of Hira, where he ﷺ used to refrain from eating and drinking during the day, and he used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal during the night, in order to keep the memory of this blessed act of his beloved Rasul ﷺ alive. Allah Azza wa Jal made it fard upon us to fast in the holy month of Ramadan. Now, the previous prophets, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, used to also fast, but their way of fasting was different. The people of the previous ummahs also fasted, but their manner of fasting was different from ours. According to narrations, Sayyidina Adam, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, would fast on the 13th, 14th, and 15th days of the month. Sayyidina Nuh, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, used to fast every day. Sayyidina Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, would fast every day and would never even miss a single fast. Sayyidina Dawood, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, used to fast on alternate days. Sayyidina Sulaiman, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, used to fast on the first three, middle three, and the last 3 days of the month. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine it is an extremely hot day. The lips of the fasting Muslim have been dry due to thirst. He has water and food as well, but does not even look at them despite his extreme hunger because of his steadfast belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. He knows that although no one watches him apparently, in fact, none of his actions is concealed from Allah Azza wa Jal, this firm faith of the fasting Muslim is the practical outcome of the fast. Other forms of worship involve physical movements and are visible to others, but fast is such an act of worship which no one can come to know about. Only Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Even if a person secretly eats, people will still regard him as a fasting person, but he refrains from eating to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if it is possible, make your children fast from a very early age so that they won't face any difficulty in fasting after they reach the age of puberty. The respected scholars, rahimahumullah ta'ala alayh, have said when children reach the age of 10 and are healthy enough to fast, they should be made to fast in Ramadan. If they do not fast despite their healthy age, they should be strictly made to fast. Now, dear viewers, moving to our next topic, there is this general misconception in our society that fasting causes illness or fasting causes weakness. Now, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated in Al-Malfuz, Part 2, page 143, once I saw my respected father, Sayyidina Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in my dream, a few weeks before Ramadan. He said, son, you will fall severely ill in the following Ramadan, but be careful. You should not miss even a single fast. As my father predicted, I did fall severely ill in Ramadan, but I did not miss even a single fast. Allah Hazrat says, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal granted me good health by the blessings of fast. The noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Sumu tasihu, fast, you will get healthy. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to one of the prophets of Bani Israel commanding him to inform his Ummah that if anyone fasts a day for my pleasure, I will grant him good health and reward him greatly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the hadith that we just listened to makes it clear that fast not only improves our health but also provides us with an opportunity to get great reward. The scientists of the present age have also accepted this fact. Therefore, there's this professor in Oxford University, he has stated that while studying Islamic books, I was astonished to know that Islam has given a great gift to its followers in the form of fasts. I also felt like fasting, so I began to fast in conformity with Islamic method. My stomach was swollen for quite a while. Surprisingly, I felt a reduction in my pain, and as a result of fasting for a few days, I felt a reduction in my pain. Therefore, I kept on fasting and recovered from my illness within a month. A priest says that I made several patients suffering from heart and stomach diseases. I made them fast for 30 days. As a result, the diabetes of the diabetics came under control, the heart patients felt a decrease in their fear and breathing problems, and the condition of the stomach patients improved the most. That's a psychologist that says that he also accepted the fact that fast is an excellent cure of physical stress, depression, and mental disorders. According to a newspaper report, a team of researchers and doctors from Germany, England, and America came to Pakistan in Ramadan. They chose Karachi, Lahore, and Faisalabad for their research. The report issued by the researchers after the surveys concluded that the Muslims suffer relatively less ear, nose and throat problems as a result of wudu that they make prior to their daily salah, and they offer in abundance in the month of Ramadan. The Muslims also get less stomach, liver, heart and nerve problems as a result of fasting. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, fast does not cause any illness at all. People fall ill in Ramadan in consequence of eating oily and fried things at the time of Sahari and Iftari. Further, many people eat and drink different things every now and then at night. Therefore, one should avoid excessive eating in the month of Ramadan. At Sahri time, one should not eat so much that he ends up burping all day and does not feel hunger or thirst at all. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, join Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah, in order to get the spiritual benefits of fast and to develop the dini mindset. Travel with the Madani Qaflas in the company of the devotees of Rasul to learn the Sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's continue listening to the blessings of keeping fast in the holy month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if anyone fasts in Ramadan, realizing its limits and avoiding what should be avoided, this will compensate for all his previous sins. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, for every act of piety, man is rewarded 10 to 700 times more. Allah Azza wa Jal has said, except fasting, because fasting is for me and I will give its reward myself. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal also says, man refrains from satisfying his desires and eating food for my pleasure. There are two glad tidings for the man who fasts. One, at the time of sunset, and the other, when he meets his Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jal likes the smell emanating from the fasting person's mouth more than the fragrance of mushk. There is another saying, fasting is a shield. When any of you fast, he should neither utter words of indecency nor shout. If anyone else abuses him or wants to fight him, he should say, I am fasting. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the hadith that we just listened to mentions several virtues of fasting. There is a great reward for the one who fasts, abiding by Sharia and Sunnah, which involves avoidance but of not only eating, drinking and intercourse, but also from the sins. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, such a fast will compensate for all the previous sins. Especially the hadith which mentions the words, the fast is for me and I will give its reward myself. This is very noteworthy. According to Tafsir Naimi, some muhaddithin have said this hadith in the following manner, which will mean that I am its reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So the fasting person finds even Allah Azza wa Jal by fasting. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, several verses of the glorious Quran mention that the reward for virtuous deeds is heaven. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Bayyinah, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, undoubtedly those who believed and did good deeds are the best of creatures. Their recompense is with their Rabb, gardens of habitation beneath which flow streams. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is a hadith about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam that says that we belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam and heaven belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a hadith in this regard. Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala said, one day I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam make wudu. Pleased, beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, Sal Rabi'a, that is Rabi'a, ask. You will be given what you ask for. I replied, I ask you to keep me in your company in heaven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam further asked, anything else? I replied, just this. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. After Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, then help me by prostrating abundantly. In other words, we have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafil salah abundantly as gratitude. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has complete authority given to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam can give whatever to whomever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wants. Allama Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written the following couplet in his famous Qasida e Burda Sharif. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, both the world as well as the hereafter are only a portion of your generosity. The knowledge of the Lawh-e Mahfooz and the pen is simply a part of your knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving over to listening more of the blessings of fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. Let's listen to another narration. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, there is a portal in heaven called Rayyan. On the day of judgment, this portal will be opened for those who fast in this world. No one else will be able to enter that portal. It will be announced, where are the people who used to fast? They will stand up and no one else will be allowed to enter through this portal. It will be closed after they enter the portal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate the fasting Muslims are. They will be given great honor on the Day of Judgment. There will be also other fortunate Muslims walking into heaven, but the Muslims will be given privilege of entering to this portal called Rayyan. Sayyidina Salma bin Qaisar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, anyone who fasts a day for Allah's pleasure, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him as far away from hell as is the distance a baby crow covers flying continuously until it gets old. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, crows remain alive for a long time. Kunyat al-Talibin states, a crow can live up to 500 years. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if anyone keeps even a single fast with silence and peace in Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal will make a palace of red rubies and green emeralds. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, there is zakat for everything, and the zakat of your body is fasting, and fasting is half of patience. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the sleeping of a fasting person is worship. His silence is tasbih. His prayers are answered and his deeds are accepted. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how fortunate a fasting person is? His sleeping is worship. His silence is tasbih. And his supplication and deeds are accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. तेरे करम से ऐ करीम कौन सी शय मिली नहीं, झोली हमारी तंग है तेरे यहाँ कमी नहीं। This poetry share translates to, By your grace, O gracious, what haven't we got? Our begging bowl is small, nothing is short in your court. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira, radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, If anyone is in the state of fast on the morning, the gates of the sky are open for him. His body parts make tasbih, and the angels in the first sky pray for forgiveness until sunset. If he offers one or two rakats namaz, they become noor for him in the skies. The heavenly maidens who will be his wives say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send him to us. We are anxious to see him. If he recites, La ilaha illallah, or Subhanallah, or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels will write reward for him until sunset. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look how fortunate a fasting person is. The gates of sky are open for him. The angels of the first sky pray for forgiveness until sunset. If he offers namaz, it will be light for him in the sky, and the maidens of the heaven will be waiting for him anxiously. Further, if he says, La ilaha illallah, or if he says, Subhanallah, or Allahu Akbar, 70,000 angels will write reward for him until sunset. Dear viewers, 70,000 angels. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one whom his fast prevents from eating and drinking what he desires, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him eat heavenly fruits and will make him drink heavenly drinks. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, On the day of judgment, a dining mat made of gold will be laid for fasting people, whilst other people will be waiting for their accountability. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today alhamdulillah, we listen to numerous blessings of keeping fast in the holy month of Ramadan. After listening to these blessings of keeping fast during the holy month of Ramadan, make the firm intention to keep fast throughout this entire month, inshallah azza wa jal. Also, if your children have reached the age of 10, strictly advise them to keep fast as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us and forgive all of the Muslim Ummah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabir Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.